Last I called an old friend, Stephen Morse, a professor of epidemiology at the Columbia University Mailman School of Public Health. Morse was the subject of a book I wrote nearly 30 years ago about emerging viruses, in which he basically predicted our current catastrophe. Today he feels a bit put off by the frenzy. This is not the way I would like to see science being done. It's happening so quickly, Morse told me. He strained to look for a bright side. A lot of knowledge is becoming available, he ventured. And if some of that supposed knowledge ends up being wrong, he said, seeming to strain even harder, couldn't that be construed as a good thing? Science is self-corrective, is a self-corrective process. Maybe even the effort to correct the errors will lead to improved knowledge. Maybe. But I didn't feel better when we hung up. Still troubling me were a couple of things. First, the politicization of the process could upend everything. Even if science was closed in on a more accurate view of COVID-19 and how to treat and eventually prevent it, that might not be how the story is spun. Enough conflicting interests and alliances exist for the truth to be turned on its head without too much effort, making it seem as if scientists who amended their views based on new evidence were pretty much wrong from the start.